Welcome to the new revolution in fitness and performance. The Ardella Training Podcast. Forging athletic bodies around the world. Here's your host, physical therapist and strength coach, Scott Ardella.
What's up, guys? It's Scott, and welcome to episode number 109. And in this session, I'm going to tell you about some strategies to speed recovery from illness or injury. And this is an episode that almost didn't happen, but I'm committed to getting out a new show each and every week. But this past week, I got absolutely hammered with an illness. I was sick. I had a strep throat. And strep throat is actually something that I had a lot as a kid, but I haven't had it for years. I can't remember the last time I had it, but it really, really leveled me. I was on complete bed rest for 3 days, three full days. It seemed a lot longer, to be honest. I've been completely offline and disconnected for the last several days as a result, and it really, really hit me hard. But in the last 24 hours, I feel like I've really done some things to speed my recovery, and I feel really pretty good right now as I'm sitting here doing this show, and my plan is to get back to training later today. Now, as of right now, I haven't trained in almost, it's been actually 5 full days, and I'm going to tell you about my plan for getting back to training and easing back into things. Now, unfortunately, I was doing a program. I was in the third week of a program, progressive strength and muscle building program. And that is completely derailed, but it is what it is. You deal with it. Things happen. Setbacks happen. And being sick is just, sometimes it's out of your control. You try to do the best things you can to take care of your health, but sometimes it's out of your control. So it's really interesting because right now, as I'm writing my book, The Edge of Strength, I'm doing some research and gathering some facts and things like that. And something I read recently as I'm doing research is that as soon as 7 days of no activity, we can lose up to 30% of our strength, 30%. Now, I would assume that that would mean that that is 7 days of something like absolute bed rest, meaning no activity at all, not just taking time off, because 30% is a pretty high number to really lose that much strength. But I can tell you that in the 3 days that I was sick, my strength felt really bad. I had difficulty just walking around the house, getting up and down. You just feel really weak and fatigued and the body aches and things like that. You feel weak. It's terrible. I felt like crap. I had no voice. My throat was killing me, obviously. That was one of the big reasons that I had basically written off doing a podcast. This week, I just thought that there was no way I was going to be able to get a show out. And I was not able to do the things that I normally do in a week to produce a show. Even though I have interviews that are ready to go, I couldn't do the things that I needed to do to get those interviews done and ready for this week. So this podcast comes really at the last minute here to get this show out. But in the last 24 hours, I have felt really, really a lot better, significantly better, and a quick turnaround. And I thought that I would share some of the things that I would attribute to this quick turnaround in the last 24 hours. So obviously, I was treated for the condition. I was treated for strep throat with medication. But other things that really contributed to the rapid turnaround here, especially in the last 24 hours, are the things that I'm going to share with you right now. And those things are hydration. I started hydrating like crazy in the last 24 hours, drinking a lot of water with lemon juice. And, when you're sick, that's obviously a big thing that you want to do is really make sure that you hydrate as much as you can. Now, it was challenging for me the first day or two because my throat was so sore. It was hard to drink and hard to eat. And I didn't have much of an appetite. But in the last 24 hours, I've really, really started to hydrate as my throat started to feel better. Number two is as soon as I was able to eat, I started to eat the right foods, really nutrition-dense foods, fruits, vegetables, lean quality proteins and some healthy fats. I didn't overdo the fats or anything like that. A lot of fruits and vegetables and a lot of quality proteins for me. And supplements to boost the immune system and reduce the inflammation. So for me, it's fish oil and vitamin D, high quality fish oil and vitamin D. That's one thing with fish oil is you don't really want to compromise and get cheap fish oil because all fish oil is not created equally. And that's why for me, I prefer Pure Pharma. There are certainly other great fish oils out there. Pure Pharma is the fish oil brand that I've been using now for quite a while. And I use the vitamin D product as well. Again, both products are very, very high quality. And then the other supplement I use was a green supplement. A green supplement is extremely nutritionally dense. And I started loading up and drinking a green supplement. And the green supplement that I prefer is the Sun Warrior Ormus Green Supplement. The challenge with green supplements is that most greens products taste really, really bad. Well, I found that the Sun Warrior product tastes really, really good, and it's a really high-quality greens. It's a high-quality combination of really pure greens products, and it's, again, very nutritionally dense, and you almost feel better right after you drink this product. It's really an amazing product, and I really, really like it. I've recommended it to several people. So hydration, eating nutritionally dense foods, and then supplementing with fish oil, vitamin D, and a good green supplement. I think doing those things really led to a speedier, faster recovery, especially in the last 24 hours. And there's a really great quote that supports what I'm talking about here, and that is the great quote by Hippocrates that says, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." Really, really supports what I just talked about and how optimizing nutrition really leads to optimal health and recovery and healing the body. So now the other thing that I thought that I would share with you really quickly this week was how I'm getting back to my training. So I'm going to reevaluate where I am with my program after I do these things. And the things that I'm going to share with you as far as getting back to the training are, number one is to come back slow. So I'm not going to resume where I was with my program. It was a progressive strength training hypertrophy program. I'm not going to try to resume that program. I'm going to ease back in with some basic fundamental lifts and exercises, and I'm going to come back slow. I'm going to cut my volume and intensity. That's the second thing, is reduce the volume and intensity, reduce the loads, and then really try to reestablish a baseline over 3 to 5 training sessions. So I'm going to see where I am after that 3 to 5 training sessions, and then I will evaluate whether I'm going to resume the program, you know, try to pick up where I was, or move on to something else, or maybe just do that program at a later date. But right now, I don't know, I'll tell you the truth, because I'm just getting over being sick. But this is what my immediate plan is right now, is to get a baseline back and not do anything kind of irrational, but just to ease back into things. And the way that I'm going to do that is to reduce the volume and overall intensity. So when you come back from illness, injury, or any challenges, my strategy would be the same. And that would be to really come back slow and to ease back into things. Don't try to do too much too soon and build that baseline, whether it's 3 sessions, 5 sessions, or maybe more. There's a lot of variables in there, of course, but I really am a big believer in establishing a baseline and not doing anything that would set you back any further. So I thought that would be helpful to maybe share my experience of dealing with setbacks, and specifically dealing with an illness and being sick, especially this time of year in the winter time. Well, we're actually in March now, but hey, you know, we can get sick at any time, and we can certainly have setbacks and challenges. Things like this happen at any time. And I think that things like this, you know, nutrition and hydration and supplementation and getting back strategically and safely and easing back into things slowly will really help us in the long term. So I thought that I would share my insights about that with you this week on the show. That's really the best that I could do. in the time that I had to produce a podcast episode this week. Like I said, this was literally an episode that almost didn't happen because I'd written off doing a show completely this week based on how I felt for the last several days. But in the last 24 hours, I've started to feel really a lot better. So I will tell you that I have some great, great interviews coming for you in the upcoming weeks, some interviews that I've already done. And I think you're going to get a lot of value and be really excited about some of the guests that are coming on the show and great things that will be coming your way on the Ardella Training Podcast. So I hope that this information was helpful for you. And again, if you have topics or questions you'd like to hear about on the Ardella Training Podcast or guests, you can always get me on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/ Ardella Training. And I'll be honest, I haven't checked there in a few days. Like I said, I've been completely offline and completely disconnected for the last several days, but I am going to get reconnected later on today. So that's going to wrap it up this week, guys. And I will see you next week on the Ardella Training Podcast. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ardella Training Podcast. Go to ardellatraining.com right now to join Scott's tribe of passionate fitness enthusiasts. Get valuable updates and resources that will help you take it to the next level. Train strong. We'll catch you next time on the Ardella Training Podcast.